Ephesians 5 in our Bibles this evening. Remember, chapters 4, 5, and 6 are the practical part of Ephesians. Chapters 1, 2, and 3 were all the things we have in Christ. Now chapter 4, 5, and 6 are how to live for Christ because we have Christ and are in Christ. Chapter 4 was about spiritual maturity. Chapter 5 is how we should walk. Remember the first part of the chapter last week, the first five verses we saw, as becometh saints. There's an expectation from God that we walk a certain way because we claim to be believers in Jesus Christ. He continues that theme here in the next part of the chapter, beginning in verse 6. He says, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, but because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." So walk as children of light. Lord, give us wisdom. Use your word in our hearts and bless our time in the word tonight. We pray that Jesus would meet with us now. We pray that he'd be magnified in this time. We pray in his wonderful name. Amen. You notice in this passage, God expects there to be a difference between the light and the darkness. The day we were born again, we were passed from death into life, but we also went from darkness to light, as we're told in Acts 26:18. From darkness to light. Verse 6, we are no longer the children of disobedience. Now we're the children of God. And just like with last week, he expects us to act a certain way as a saint. God expects us to behave in a certain way as children of light. He wants our lives to be a reflection of that light. Didn't Jesus say in the early part of his ministry in Matthew chapter 5, "Ye are the light of the world"? So it is our mission to shine that light in this lost and dying world. And part of the way of doing that is to walk as children of light. Go, if you would, to 1 Peter 2:9, where the Bible tells us that this is already true doctrinally. This, as I mentioned earlier, this fact that we have been passed from darkness to light, it's a done deal. It's sealed by God. What God is asking of us is that now our walk be a reflection of what's already doctrinally true. Notice 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." That's what happened to us when we got saved. While you're there, to go over to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, just two books over. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." There's an if there. If we walk in the light. It's one thing to have the light and to be doctrinally put into the light. Now it's up to us to walk in the light. It's the same with the Spirit of God. When we're born again, we get the Spirit of God, but that doesn't make us automatically filled with the Spirit of God or led by the Spirit of God. That falls on us. And it's the same here. We have the light. Now God wants us to walk in it. And so he's given us some practical things in this passage. Go back to Ephesians 5. That he expects as children of light. The first one found in verse 9 is he wants us to walk in the Spirit. Notice the Bible says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Now, this is in parentheses, but what's the context of the passage? Light versus darkness. How many times does light show up? Verse 8, twice. Verse 13, two times. Verse 14. We're children of light. And the only way we're going to walk as children of light is if we walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So as children of light, we are going to be walking in the Spirit of God. That is a conscious daily effort on our part to set aside self, to be in the Word, to be on our knees, and to be yielded to the Spirit of God who indwells us. To walk in the Spirit of God as children of light. Because what will happen? Notice verse 10, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Proving. Testing. So God wants us to essentially put Him to the test. He's in us. He's there. He's ready to enable us to serve Him. But it's up to us to yield so that we can prove what is acceptable. You know, in the Old Testament, God made that statement in Malachi. He says, prove me now herewith. Talking about tithing. He says, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing. He says, prove me. God is saying here, I want you to prove what is acceptable by walking in the Spirit of God. Now, number two, if we're going to walk as children of light, verse 11, we can't do it unless we separate from the darkness. Now, we've already been separated doctrinally. You know, the children of darkness are on the way to hell. And that won't change unless they are passed from darkness to light. If you're born again, that's already happened. So, doctrinally, the darkness is done, gone, under the blood. But practically, in the real world, in the real life, we're surrounded by darkness. It's everywhere. And God says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Again, a conscious effort. We need to be filled with the Spirit, but we also need to consciously separate ourselves from the unfruitful works of darkness. Keep your place here. Look at Romans chapter 13, if you would, in verse 12. Romans chapter 13 and verse 12. Again, talking about this contrast between light and darkness, he says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. These are things that we have to do. They're not things that just happen. We have to do some casting and some putting on. And part of that is having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Did you notice he said in our verse there, Ephesians 5:11, but rather reprove them. Isn't that interesting? Go, if you would, to Psalm 141. David gives us an example of this. This is part of walking in the light. This is part of separating from darkness, is when we see a brother or a sister in the darkness, what do? Do we shake our head and walk away? Do we write them off? No. We pray that we are in the right spirit, and then we reprove it. Notice David says, Psalm 141, verse 5, let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. David said, it's good for me when the righteous reproves me. Because we all need that sometimes. So, if we're going to walk as children of light, it means we're going to be yielded to the Spirit of God. But it also means that we are going to be separate from the darkness. to the point of reproving it when necessary. And that's sometimes difficult to do. Most of us don't like confrontation. But it's scriptural. And if we pray, God will help us to do it. A lot of Christians have been saved from a lot of heartache by fellow Christians who loved them enough to tell them the truth. You're going down the wrong path. Now, Christians don't always listen, right? The Bible says, answer not a fool according to his folly. But then the next verse says, answer a fool according to his folly. And we have to have the discernment from the Spirit of God to know when to do it and when not to do it. God will guide us, but we have to not only be separate from the darkness, but reprove it when necessary. And then thirdly, notice verse 12 of our passage, still talking about the darkness. But this is an interesting statement he makes in verse 12. It is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. If you got saved later in life, that's something you can praise God for. But it doesn't mean that God gives you permission to talk about all that wickedness all the time. Have you ever known Christians like that? Well, I was a druggie and I did this and I did that. You don't need to tell us about it. Just praise God that you're saved and He rescued you from that life of sin. But don't go around talking about it all the time. It says it's even a shame to speak of it. It's enough just to say, God rescued me from a horrible, wicked life, and praise God, I'm His child now, and I want to live for Him. You don't have to go into the details. And that's part of being a child of light, is the past is the past. Old things are what? Passed away. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And also look at Romans 16:19. Talking about the works of darkness. Notice it says, for your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I'm glad therefore on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good. And look at this last phrase. And simple concerning evil. It's okay to be ignorant about evil, God says. That we're not to be delving into the works of darkness. We're not to be curious about it. We're not to study up on it. It's the devil's realm. Leave it alone, is what he's saying. It's a shame even to speak of those things. And you know, some Christians get a bit carried away on this. Well, I got to research all the devil's stuff so I know it better. No, you don't. I mean, we need to understand the devil, and he's described in the Word, but we don't need to be delving into the works of darkness and being curious about those things. It's a shame even to speak of them, he says. And here we read Romans 16:19, we're to be simple concerning evil. In other words, ignorant. Be like someone who's simple when it comes to the evil things of the world. Don't be curious about it. Don't be seeking after it. Just say, yeah, that's the devil's stuff. I don't want to know. That's part of walking as a child of light, is staying in the light. As we delve into the things of the darkness, we're going the wrong way. God says, it's a shame even to speak about it. Just leave it behind. It's gone. And that's part of walking as a child of light. Notice he says in verse 13, all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Well, this is God's light the Bible's talking about here. Look at John 3, where the Bible talks about this. We know who the light is. It's Jesus. He said Himself, I am the light of the world. Any light that we have, we get from Him. When He said that we are the light of the world, what He meant was He was going to give us His light. We don't have any of our own. But notice John 3:19, this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. This is why people don't want to get saved. Now, they always have a whole long list of excuses for not getting saved, but the bottom line is always sin. Men loved darkness rather than light. And to get saved, you have to admit that you're a sinner. Much easier to just push it away than to allow that light to shine, because that's painful. When the light of Jesus Christ shines on us, what does it show us? That we're wicked. That we deserve to go to hell. And to get saved, we have to admit that. Did you ever wonder why they always paint all the windows of nightclubs so the sun doesn't come in? So when the days are long, you know, if you're still there, or if you come before the sun sets, it's dark inside. They're all like that. For a reason. People hate light. Especially when they're sinning. What's wrong with letting the sun come in? Well, it's the den of iniquity, so you don't want light coming in. You want to keep it dark and dim. Men hate light. And they especially hate the light of Jesus Christ. Well, guess what? We're children of light. We should love it. And so God is saying here that light makes manifest. That means we shouldn't be afraid to be in here and allow the light of the Word of God to shine on our sin, which it will do. And if we're afraid to do that, then we got a heart problem we need to get sorted out. The Holy Spirit's trying to tell us something. But if we're going to walk as children of light, we need to be yielded to the Spirit of God. As we read there in verse 9, we need to be separate from this old world, and we need to leave the darkness of our past in the past. Don't be curious about it. Don't speak about it. It's gone. And then verse 14, he saith, "Awake, thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Look at John 12, if you would. And again, Jesus said in John 8 that he is the light of the world. But here in John 12, he reminds us that now that we have his light, we do not ever have to abide in darkness. Notice John 12:46. "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." Isn't that good? Have you ever met a Christian that's abiding in darkness? We all have, if we've been saved a while. Isn't that sad? Jesus said it doesn't have to happen. If his light has shined on us and we are now passed from darkness to light, we have a new life, the past is behind us, there's no excuse for abiding in darkness. Walk as children of light, because we already are children of light, but now God wants us to walk that way. So in the first part of the chapter, what's he say? Walk as becometh saints. Now in the second part of the chapter, walk as children of light. In other words, again, like we saw last week, walk what you are. Your testimony should be a reflection of your profession. We should obviously be children of light by our behavior. We are walking in the Spirit of God. We are separate from the darkness. And we have left the darkness behind. We don't even delve into it. We don't even speak about it. Because doesn't the Bible say it's a shame to even speak of those things which are done to them in secret? It's just gone. It's the devil's thing. That's how God wants us to walk. Children of light. What a blessing that we're rescued. As the Lord told Paul there in Acts 26, when Paul was recounting his mission there in verse 18, and he says to pass them from darkness to light, or from death into life, and from darkness to light. When we share the gospel with somebody, that's the ultimate desire of God, is that they would be rescued from darkness and brought into light like we were. And now we're children of light. So let's walk as children of light.